neutral but prepared, ready to defend their nation that long relied on its own military strength. These Finnish conscripts are practicing an attack by an imaginary enemy. But since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Finland, which shares a border of more than 1,300 kilometers with Russia, feels threatened by its large neighbor.
Obviously, it's shown that our neighbor is willing to use force if necessary, and that changes things.
Before the war in Ukraine, only around 25% of Finns supported joining NATO. But this has now gone up to 76%, a dramatic change in a country that was invaded by the Soviet Union in 1939 and made an agreement to stay neutral after the Second World War ended.
Thanks very much, Putin. You made it. So obviously, we politicians, we are living in representative democracy. We must respect also the people's opinions, and that's where we are.
The Social Democrat Party MP was one of Finland's staunchest opponents of NATO membership. Not anymore.
It's a huge turnaround for many in Finland, believing for decades that staying neutral is key to their security. They now say that Putin's actions have pushed them towards NATO. While Russia has made it clear it's not happy with this decision and that it will react, the Finns just hope it won't retaliate.
Joining NATO means Finland will be protected by its Article 5. Saying an attack on one member is an attack on all. But it's the grey period of a number of months before membership is formalized that worries the Finns. While the UK and other countries have offered security guarantees, the Finnish president is trying to reassure Russia.
In my thinking, this is quite simple, actually. We increase our security and we do not take it away from anybody.
I'm almost sure there will be no major issues, some political disapprovements, etc., that's true, but no aggression. So I'm not actually afraid, because I still trust a little bit that also in Moscow they have brains.
That's also what the young soldiers are hoping for.
I think if we were part of NATO, then there would be so much backup. So, no. I'm not scared.
Having a well-equipped army of nearly 300,000 soldiers, Finland says it will be an asset to NATO. While these conscripts are looking forward to working together with other nations, joining the alliance will put an end to a long and peaceful period of neutrality. Stapp Fasen, Al Jazeera, Helsinki.